Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio. Radio. Radio.
Tell All Radio Tell Live. All Radio Tell Live. All. Tell All Radio Live. Tell All Radio
Tell
Live.
All Radio
Tell
Live.
All.
Bet if I suck on that pussy, that'll get you wet. And rub my hand on that click, that'll get you wet. And rub my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on them titties, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on that pussy, that'll get you wet. And rub my hand on that click, that'll get you wet. And run my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on the titties, that'll get you wet. Up your panties, you better take them off.
finna play with that pussy until I get the mouth. I can't fuck you when you're dry, cause that a certain mouth. If I can smell it, then babe, I won't put it in my mouth. I wanna suck on them titties cause they look soft. Do me a favor and keep your legs uncrossed, so I can lay on your dick, got boxes off. Got you biting on your lip cause you can't talk. And after I give you this dick, I bet I change you out. And I'ma play with your click, want you to pull it out. Get you wet first, then fuck you to a coma. Long as your pussy stay wet, I can fuck you how I want.
Bet if I suck on that pussy, that'll get you wet. And rub my hand on that click, that'll get you wet. And rub my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on them titties, bet that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on that pussy, that'll get you wet. And rub my hand on that click, that'll get you wet. And run my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on them titties,
be able to heal when I got you in the book. Need to see that pink shining when I open them up. Pussy full of juices, nigga, hitting nothing but guts. Got to be able to get you leaking before I fuck. And got to get you out first before I even up. I love to run down on the broad that got a sofa. Super wet pussy, you can hit when you struggle. Nigga, whole stomach be wet when it's over. Had to throw away my seat, cause she left a quarter. Wet pussy with no smell of motherfucker. Pussy so wet, feel like she pissed on herself. Pussy already dripping, she ain't need my help. Got the fucker on the floor, she leak air well. You can nut and go to sleep, I don't need care. A street nigga, wet pussy, good for his health.
Bet if I suck on that pussy, that'll get you wet. And rub my hand on that click, that'll get you wet. And rub my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on them titties, bet that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on that pussy, bet that'll get you wet. And rub my hand on that click, that'll get you wet. And run my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on them titties, that'll get you wet.
Yo, what's good? What's poppin', everybody? This is your girl, Princess Jessie, and I'm here with my co-host, Miss Sexy K. What's up, Miss Sexy K?
Hey, what's up?
Huh?
I said, what's up? What's going on?
Nothing at all. I'm chilling, relaxing.
Yeah.
Feeling pretty good.
Yeah, after this rain down here made me feel the same way, calm, all the rain.
It's been raining, like, for the past few days.
Yeah.
My gosh, I don't want to do nothing.
Exactly.
Either
go
you
to
do sleep,
nothing.
Get that good sex weather.
Yes, either you do nothing or you have some good sex, either one.
Exactly. That's when you can pull her legs up, fellas. You can pull the legs up over the head. That's when you can do that. Any other time? Hell nah, don't do that.
Oh, okay.
All right, you guys. Like I said, you tuned in to Tell All Radio. You're kicking it with your girl, your boo, your baby, your everything, Princess Jazzy, along with my lovely co-host, Miss Sexy K.
Hey, And of course, I gotta definitely jump into my shout outs. Gotta get my shout out on first and foremost to God for just being so amazing. Even when we don't deserve it, he holds us down. So definitely hold him down. Also, shout out to my wonderful Six Man Radio family. I love you guys from Monday until Sunday. You guys are amazing. And I'm glad to be a part of such an amazing movement. Again, if you guys are interested in checking out any other shows on the Six Man Radio station, you can do that by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Six Man Radio. That's the number 6, CHMANRADIO. Or you can go to www.6MANRADIO.site40.net. And you can also pick up that Nicolas Cage album, The Wrath of Cage, when you go on the site40.net to pick that up. Definitely do that. And you can check out all the past shows there as well. So definitely do that. Also, last but not least, shout out to you guys. You know, the new guys, the old guys, the in-between guys, the every other Wednesday guys. Shout out to you for kicking it with us on Wednesdays. You already know. I love you guys so, so much. Definitely continue to do that. Also, tonight, of course, the conversation is going to be nice and raw for your enjoyment, as always. I will be asking some good, interesting questions. I'm so excited about that one. One of the questions I'm going to be asking is, what is your naughtiest fantasy? We're going to get into that. Really, I'm excited. I want to hear some fantasy. Sexy K, you got a naughty fantasy?
A naughty saying?
Fantasy. Like something fantasy. You always want to do. Yeah. Something naughty and raw and just nasty.
Nah, not really. not really.
Let me think about it a little bit. Okay, so you think about it. But I've always wanted to, like, have sex with two guys at once. I've always wanted to do that. That's just my fantasy. That's the only fantasy that I have, because I've done the girl thing. I've done, you know, the threesome thing with more than one person. So I've always wanted to do two guys. That's just, you know, a fantasy of mine. I attempted it one time, and I was just like, my body was like, bitch, no. Like, you, like, no. Put that shit away. Tell them to put it away and walk away. Like, no. So I had to give up on that one. I was a little sad, but, you know, it is what it is. Once the pussy says no, that it means no. And you can't do anything about it, because I was so dry, and I'm never dry. So it was funny. It was funny that I was dry, because I was like, damn, like, my pussy is really like, no, bitch, stop it. It's pretty funny. But yeah, like I said, I'm going to be asking a lot of different questions. Another question I'm going to be asking you guys is, if you could only have one type of sex for the rest of your life, what kind of sex would you choose? Oral, anal, or missionary?
Missionary?
I don't know.
I don't know about all that. Anal? No, you only have one type of sex.
So you just want to get head off for the rest of your life. Like, I don't know. That's such a hard question, because I like, I've never had the anal thing, but I like oral sex a little bit. You know, it's cool sometimes. I don't know about that missionary shit, though, because I like my sex to be abnormal. That's just me. I like to do different positions, different things. I like to be on top. Now, if you said I could be on top for the rest of my life, then I'd be cool with that. But they said missionary.
I want to know. I'm interested to know if you could have one type of sex for the rest of your life. You can't do nothing else but this one thing. I'm interested to know what people would want to do, like oral sex, anal sex, or just missionary. Like, I'm interested to know. Definitely, you guys call up because I want to know how y'all feeling, like what y'all like. The number is 646-478-3599. Call me now. Call me now. Isn't that what the lady says? Call me now. Another question I want to throw out there as well is, fellas, this is for you guys. What is more important, the ass or the titties? I want to know. Which one is more important? I believe a lot of guys are going to say the titties are more important than the ass. But I don't know.
No.
I'm going with the titties on this one. I'm thinking
you
a lot.
Think the titties, I think the butt, because that's all they be looking at when a girl pass by. That's what they be looking at.
But they be looking at ass and titties. You right though. They do definitely.
Every time you if you walk past, they looking back at it, and I'm like, oh, you just saw a face. You saw the front part. What you mean look at the back part for?
Well, they trying to see if you got an even amount. You know what I mean? Like,
probably.
If they can put it between your titties and hit it from the back. Yeah. Like, that's a plus. That's what they trying to figure out. I think it's, honestly, a lot of guys are going to say, oh, I like the titties. I'd rather you have big titties than a big ass. Because my opinion on that is you can always make the ass big. Do you a few squats or something? You could always make it look plump. I mean,
yeah.
You know, but that's just me, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Like I said, the question is going out there, you guys. Definitely call and give me your opinion. I want to know. I'm very interested in knowing if you want a big ass or you want some big ass titties. You can only have one. Can't have both, so I need you to pick. Another thing I'm going to throw out there is, fellas, do you like it when the woman is more dominant in the bed, or do you prefer being the dominant one? I think I kind of like, I don't know, because when I'm, you know, being intimate with someone, I kind of turn into the dominant one in certain situations.
Yeah, my husband, he likes when I take over too. He likes that. He be like, whoa.
Exactly, it kind of throws them off, like, damn.
Yes, like, wow. Like, where
did that come from? Exactly. Yeah. And I always like, because they're like, oh, you're so cute. You look so sweet. And I always like,
okay.
Like, you know,
chocolate.
Surprise them, like, bitch, I'm not as sweet as you think I am.
Yes.
Like, I'm not as sweet as you think I am. You better recognize.
Okay.
Stop playing. Y'all, for real, I'm dirty. I can be dirty. I can. I'm going to bring a caller in and see what's up with them, what they talk about. See what's up.
Okay.
Hello,
can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
How are you?
Charlotte. I'm good. How are you, Princess Chelsea?
I'm doing very, very well. Very well. So, I have to ask you one of the questions.
Sure.
I think I want to ask you, what's more important, the ass or the titty?
Well, the titties have the milk in them.
You right. That is true. That is a good point. The titties do have the milk in them, so
yeah,
that's absolutely right. But do you want them? I'm more of a sexual thing. Do you rather your woman have big titties or a big ass?
Well, you know, I mean, what is she going to do with the butt besides fall in my face?
Wow. That is true. Okay. But, you know, guys like for a woman to have a big ass so that when they're hitting it from the back, it kind of smacks up against it.
I guess, but I would hope she used the bathroom when we get it.
That is true. We don't need no accidents. Don't be farting on people and shitting on people. That's nasty.
Yeah, that is.
Don't do that. Don't do that. That's not good. Also, another question I'm gonna throw out there. Do you rather your woman is dominant in the bed, or would you rather be dominant?
Well, I like when the woman takes control, but it depends on who the woman is.
That's true. That is true. I like to be in control a little bit. I feel it's weird because I like to see a man's will, like a little pig. Not that he's a pig. I'm just saying.
That sounds pretty
like
good
for
me.
Him to be like, you know, damn, like I want him to be like, damn, girl. Like, I want him to be speechless, really. Like, don't say shit. Just enjoy the moment.
The girl has to have the voice of an angel. I mean, the girl's got to have a pretty voice.
That is true. That is true. Well, thank you so much for calling in and talking to me. I appreciate it.
All right. I'm your number one fan. I'll be back on next week. It's spring. Bye-bye, Princess Jazzy. I'll be listening.
You joking. Shout out to my number one fan, my stalker, my baby cape. Shout out to you.
That was crazy.
I appreciate you. Just know that, okay? Well, since y'all motherfuckers don't want to talk right now. Oh, right when I said we have another caller. Here we go. Tell all radio who's this, where you calling from?
What's up?
I know you fucking, oh, I'm about to cut you up. I'm about to cut your ass out real fast, because I know you fucking heard me when I said, tell all radio who is this, where you calling from. What's up, Leno? I'm talking
what
to
up?
You.
I'm good.
Nothing. Chilling. Trying to get these people to talk. They being all scary.
I got somebody
like,
to talk to. Miss Lady,
who
go ahead and speak to her. I'm going to put your ass on the spot. I'm good.
Oh, shut up.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's great. So, of course, since you know, you're on the show and you're talking, I need to know something from you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. If you could only have one type of sex for the rest of your life, what would you choose? Oral sex, anal sex, or missionary?
Oral.
Yeah, for the rest of your life.
Cause I enjoy getting hit and giving it. I just enjoy it.
She when I bring a guest on, they say the right shit.
You shut up. You gotta answer the question now, then though.
Come on with it.
I know you're gonna say oral. Answer the question.
I mean, like you said earlier, that's a hard thing to pick, because I am a giver and a receiver. I'm not taking it in the ass, so I probably won't give it in the ass. And missionary is boring.
So the ass
she
is
would
out.
Have to be on top. The ass is
so
out. I'm not giving it from the back.
You want,
but I'm not going in the
oral.
Ass.
No, you can't do it from the back. You can only do it either missionary,
what I'm saying,
oral,
man.
Or anal.
I don't like boring grandpa sex. I can't do that.
It didn't say you had to be born a grandfather. It just said you could only.
Well, I mean, it's the standard. I don't like standards. So give me oral, because I can stand up, lay down, poke it through a hole. We can play all kinds of games. You know what I'm saying? Give me oral.
So, Leno, what's more important, the ass or the titty?
Well, see, that's another hard question, because my guest, she's a lovely
lady.
That's
not a hard question.
Yes, it is, because she has a lovely set of titties, and she has a beautiful ass. But it would be hard for me to pick one over the other. But in general, I am an ass man. Because, you know,
so
I like
you
to smack
ass.
I like the ass, yeah, ass.
Okay, so you going with the ass.
I'm going with the ass.
I didn't get your name. What's your name?
Danielle.
Another question for you. Do you like when a man is more dominant in bed, or would you prefer to be the dominant one?
I like to be the dominant one.
Oh, boy.
Why is that?
It's just, I can't let nobody outdo me in the bedroom. I just can't.
Okay, see, we on the same page, because I feel the same way. Like, I need to be the one that's making you cry like a little punk. Like, that's how I feel. So, I'm going to ask both of you guys a question. What is the best time to become sexual with somebody that is a new partner?
Shit. A new partner?
A new person that you just getting to know and all that. When do you think
you know
would
what?
Be the right
honestly,
time to bring up sex?
I don't mean to cut y'all, I'm sorry. It depends on the person. I mean, some people spark immediately. So it is what it is. Some people you gradually have to get a better understanding and really talk with them. So with that said, a month to 2 months, with somebody that you're really trying to get to know. Now, if you just hot in the ass, you fucking whatever.
I don't believe just because you fuck him on the same night that you got an ass. I don't believe that. Because I feel if I'm in a situation where I am really feeling you, like I'm interested in you, and you giving off that sexual vibe, and you know my vibe is really strong. So if we both giving off that sexual vibe and we're feeling the tension and we're feeling that intense pressure, oh, I'm a fuck.
Okay. I see you now.
I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to waste any time and pretend like I don't want the dick. Like, I'm just throwing that out there.
Ask Danielle.
Oh. Danielle,
it just depends on the person and me. If I feel like giving it to you, I will, but if not,
exactly.
I just like, nah. I ain't gonna fuck in and everything.
You here, Danielle. I'm pointing some eyes.
So I can't fuck with nobody that be fucking everybody. I can't do that.
That's true.
And she has her Oreo on. She think you're a hoe.
You could tell somebody a hoe, though. You could tell.
Yeah. So, on radio, I hear you. Can you hear me? No, you don't want to talk to me?
Hello?
We still here.
Hello?
Yo, what's the deal?
Hi.
What's good?
What's poppin'?
What's the deal?
What's good?
What's poppin'?
What's poppin'?
What it
what's
is?
What's crackalackin'? So, I gotta give you the question.
What is
listen,
it?
If you could only have one type of sex for the rest of your life, what would you choose out of these three? Oral, anal, or missionary position?
I probably had to say the oral though.
Damn, everybody wants some head.
Yeah, I'm good at that. get me out the way. You know what I'm saying? God, be worried about, you know, trying to satisfy somebody all day. Go ahead, cut that out, man. Just let me get that out. Keep it moving.
So what you trying to say?
Real
you don't
shit,
like,
I like
satisfying.
Nah, I like to give too. You know what I'm saying? I'm just as good on that end, you know. We can switch it up, you know, do the 69 or like it's a lot of positions
okay.
You can hit just with that alone, you know.
Well,
that's cool.
Yeah, so good, you know. As long
and
as
you can always,
you
know, use your finger.
Oh, we got fingers though. Cool. Oh, we got fingers.
You can
always, you know,
do that.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't even think she's gonna need all that, but it's cool.
You okay? Somebody's confident.
Yeah, I'm special.
Yeah, I hate game.
Yeah, I'm special.
That's your specialty.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing and shit.
I know. Whew, I know. Anyway, what's more important to you, the ass or the titties?
I mean, yeah, I'm a man, so, you know, yeah, we like them booties. So we like
mm-hmm.
We like the cheeks.
You want the ass?
Yeah, no doubt. I like the cheeks. Give me something to grab on, squeeze on, shit. You know? Not like
okay,
you can't
yeah.
With, you know, but it's just it's a little different, you know.
That's true. It is a little different.
Yeah, you gotta be a little more gentle around them nipples and stuff, but you know.
I don't think so. I like it a little
You wanna get your nipple bit?
Look, I mean don't try to like bite that shit off. Like a little nipple, like
a little sound.
Don't try
sound.
To draw blood in that end damn.
Put the teeth on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean there are people that like that, you know. Maybe like harder. Like,
oh
wow,
no.
Man, that shit crazy. Yeah, trust
hey,
me.
You be doing it, don't you?
I ain't gonna lie. That shit trip me out. Like, what the fuck? She like, harder. No, bite it. Bite it. I'm like, what the fuck? That shit crazy. It's almost animalistic. You know what I'm saying? It's too much for me.
Like, bitches is crazy.
People crazy. I guess everybody
so
got their
the
own, bedroom, you know, they likes or whatever.
Yeah. Their own little...
Mm-hmm.
Things that they are just crazy. Some people are just weird.
I done heard all kind of stuff. That's good.
Yeah, trust me, I have too. So, do you like it when the woman is more dominant, or you're the dominant one in bed?
I mean, the majority of the time, like it's going to be me. You know, it's going to be me the majority of the time, but. I don't have no problem taking the back seat sometimes, but yeah, I'm a pretty aggressive dude, you know. So I'm just that's just how I am, and I mean it's natural, you know. It's going to be like it's going to be that way. Like I can definitely we could talk about it, and you know I could play the cut a little bit, but nah. Like initially, it's probably be me.
So if I said okay, let's fuck. But I want to be in control every time we fuck.
Hello.
You want to be able to do that?
Oh, say it again. I think my phone was bugging or something.
I said, if I said, okay, me and you, let's fuck. And but the only catch is, I want to be in control every time we fuck.
Oh, I tell you, you could have it. Nah, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't be okay with that?
Nah, because that shit might be
would
whack.
You bite me a little bit? It's not whack.
It might be.
You know
what?
I put
you
it
know.
Down. It,
I
don't
know.
Gotta worry about that.
I'm saying.
You don't gotta worry about that.
Yeah, but I might want to put it down in my own special way. I mean, I got that. You know what I'm saying? I might want to showcase my skills or something. And if you're not going to let me, this shit got to be, you know, subpar. And then, nah. No, you can't even have none. Fuck that.
Oh, I can't have none?
You can't even have none.
That's fucked up.
These are your rules,
that's
though. These are your rules.
Whatever.
Though.
I'm going to bring somebody else in. So, already know who's this way.
Well, yo, it's Lamar.
What's poppin', Lamar? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How y'all doing?
What's up, homie?
Very, very great. So, Lamar, Do you like the ass of the city?
Me personally, the booty is okay, but I prefer a nice size titty because I'm a titty man.
Oh my God, thank you. A titty man, finally.
One out of three.
I prefer the booty. I'm just saying. That's just me, though. I prefer.
Yeah,
she
gonna look like a man in the chest while I'm concerned. She got them cheeks, you know what I'm saying? And some nice sized nipples. I'm good.
I'll see you riding me.
Need
a nice sized titties in my face.
So
I can
stuff
about
you riding. Exactly. And I like for my titties to be sucked, so, you know, my boobs are a little over the average.
All right, we got ladies. Let's drop them numbers.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
What's good? She'll do it. What's good?
You crying?
Huh?
Be
quiet now.
I'm listening.
Well, I just asked you a question. What's good? Drop them numbers.
We're not about to drop no numbers tonight, okay?
All right, y'all a little scared shit.
What you trying?
Anyway, Lamar.
No. Titty numbers. Cup sign.
If
I talk about titties, I'm trying to find out what's up. Even though I know somebody, I ain't even going to put it out there.
What do you know? What's the number? Tell me.
I know personally. Hold on, how many females on this phone now? Say the K up here.
It's three.
Yeah. You know I'm here.
What's up? And I'm sorry I didn't get at you. Hey, how you doing? I'm so rude.
No problem.
Oh, right. Somebody is a 36 double on this motherfucker. That's all I'm saying.
Damn.
Somebody.
I feel little now.
Somebody.
I feel little. God. That's
all I'm saying. Yeah. Somebody.
You a double, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Somebody else drop a size.
You would enjoy her, for real.
Somebody else drop a size.
I'm a 42B. This is Princess Jazzy, I'm a 42B. You know what I mean? I'm a little bit out there, but not too much. I'm not a double now. That's a lot of titties to be carrying around.
That's a double titties. I'm telling you,
Anyway, Lamar, if you could only have one type of sex for the rest of your life, out of these three, which one would you choose? Oral sex, anal sex, or missionary position?
Well, I prefer missionary because, don't get me wrong, I love the head, but I gotta get the pussy, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
That's one out of three again.
Okay.
The head will do me good, but I like to keep my woman at the same time, too, so.
That is true. Thank you, Lamar. You're awesome. Every time you call, I'm here. So, if I said I wanted to fuck you, Lamar, would you let me be dominant in the bed every time, or would you want to take control?
As long as we can take turns, I don't have a problem. Now, if you want to do it,
I don't
want to
take turns. I want to be in control every time I fuck your brains out. Like, I want to make you want me more.
Nah, you ain't about to have me feeling like damn Kevin Hart.
So you're not with that. I can't be dominant. You know, that's the reason why men in bed, they always want to be overly dominant over the woman, because they know they get a woman who puts it down, and I mean puts it down, they will be fucking with.
Yeah, I don't get me wrong now. Like,
wow.
A female like that, they can make a nigga go crazy. Have him sucking his thumb and rolling over and shit.
Yeah, that shit ain't even about to happen without you getting some punishment, too. You know what I'm saying? Like,
ain't
about to have
me
all sprung out and shit. Fuck that.
Breathe.
Fuck that.
Hold my
hair. You know, go ahead.
Do all that good stuff. I'm with it.
How the hell
am
I gonna pull your hair?
You can still pull it. I've had that happen before.
You trying to get you off here so you can get on top of you.
No, he was just, I told him to pull my hair, and he did.
Oh, okay.
And
you should just be a dominatrix. Buy you some of them black cat outfits.
I'm not a dominatrix.
You might as well be one. You said, listen to what
he would love that shit.
You dominate the whole time. Every time you have sex with someone, you want to dominate.
She would love that
That's
shit.
A dominatrix.
I'm not saying that I'm personally want to dominate you every time, but I'm saying, like, if you were in a situation like that, would you like it? Would you let it roll? Or do you want to be the dominant one?
I'm saying, I want
to in,
do
in the bed, I really,
up.
Honestly, I would prefer for the man to dominate me in a way, but then I want to take back control. I'm not giving you so
yeah.
much control that you're like, you know, about to make me freaking cry or something. That's too much control. But I'm going to give you enough so you can feel good like a man. But then that's it.
Sounds good.
It sounds good.
Sounds good.
It feels even better. Trust me.
Let me get some. Let me get some.
I'm
trying to get a little sample or something.
I got you.
I'm trying to get a little sample.
I got you. Stop playing.
Anyway,
what is your naughtiest fantasy? I wanna hear some good fantasies, you guys.
All right, a little mine.
What was that, Danielle?
Oh. I had a threesome with me. This chick and dude, cause I wanted, I was about curious, and I just did shit.
So are you still by curious, Danielle?
Huh?
Are you still by curious?
I mean, I kind of like it, but I'm more towards dick. But I will do it again.
I'm about to say the curiosity gone. She's sure now. Like, I like that shit.
Not necessarily. I know the first time I, you know, was with a woman, I was kind of bi-curious at first, and then afterwards I was still a little confused. But after about the 7th, 8th, 9th time, I was like, okay, I love
Damn.
This. Like, that's just, you know, the reality of the situation.
Hold up, I don't mean to cut y'all. Hold up. You said, you didn't have the third or fourth. You said 7, 8, 9 times. That's when you got comfortable. Your comfort level went up. What the fuck? Okay.
Right. But, you know, it was with the same woman, so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
My
comfort
level went
up.
You
scared me a little bit. I thought you were about
to No, not with you. Oh, hell no. Nah, you're taking it too far.
I'm just saying, all I heard was 7, 8 nighttime.
Time, not woman.
Time, woman.
And I guess it was just as, it was really, really good because we were sneaking around doing it. So that made it even better.
Oh.
The sneaky sex is always the best kind of sex.
What you mean sneaking though? Like hide under the covers.
She was like, yeah, like on the couch, hiding so nobody could see us. Like,
oh damn.
Kissing in the bathroom so no one could see. But she was way older than me. I was 15 and she was like 24. So
oh,
it was kind of like
that. Shit is not right.
We couldn't, like.
Oh my
God,
she is so wrong for that.
She's not wrong for that. I love her.
She turned you out, exactly. That shit is wrong.
She did turn me out. She did. But I asked for it, so it wasn't like.
Oh my God.
She just did it. Like, I was like, yo, give me some pussy.
What if she was your teacher or something?
She wasn't my teacher. She wasn't
my
teacher.
I just had my own little fantasy, though.
Really? What was that?
Yeah, you was acting up in class, you know what I'm saying? You had detention. Teacher came in there with a long ruler, and yeah. And that's when you asked for it. She sure did. Lifted up your little plaid skirt and shit.
Oh, really?
Yep.
My ass is too big for that little ass skirt.
And then I had got out of football practice and walked in the room and shit. You know what I'm saying?
And you saw everything.
I saw it all. Yeah, I did.
You like what you saw.
That's yeah, it was good. I was waiting on the invite, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You were supposed to put me on.
We didn't invite you?
Nah, you didn't. Y'all was being selfish.
Damn. Yeah. Well, you know, I don't like to share. I'm not really a good sharing type of person when it comes to fucking. That's just not my style.
Yeah, I feel you.
Maybe next time. I'll think of you.
Put in a good word for me, for real.
I got you. We're going to bring another caller in. Let's see what's popping with them. Tell All Radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
And it's prime time. Yes.
Ah, shit. We're going on break. We're going to take a break.
Oh, no. Don't turn on break just then. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to turn up with y'all. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to take a break. Prime time. Hey, yeah. What's popping? What's up?
Nothing much, man.
How
cool,
you feeling?
Man. What's up with y'all?
You horny. What you got on? You naked?
No. And
damn.
Well, no.
Damn it.
But
who's
yeah.
Naked on the phone?
You know, I'm coming undressed Princess Jazzy right now. You know what I'm saying? Betty, I'm going to just come do it because I know you probably
I'm
already
undressed. I'm almost there. Exactly. I'm almost there. You don't got to do much.
You know, I got to come make Jazzy squirt.
You can take those
know what
off.
I'm saying?
Stop it. Anyway, question for you. If you could only have one type of sex for the rest of your life out of these three, which one would you choose? Oral, anal, or missionary?
Repeat them questions. Repeat that one more time.
Oh, shit. Never mind. I said if you could only have one type of sex
one.
For the rest of your life, what would you choose? Oral? Give you some head. Give us some head. Anal and ass.
Anal.
Or missionary.
Missionary. Plain grandpa sex.
It's not it. Grandpa sex.
Damn it. I would say that's impossible because you can't just have one type of sex. You got to, because, especially
no,
if you're a freak,
one
man, you
type.
Gotta have
No.
Types.
Don't be trying to alter the situation and kung fu your ass into having more than one. No. One. Oral, anal,
okay.
Or missionary. Pick one. One, motherfucker. One.
Dang. Okay. Let me see.
His ass. He always take 20 years to pick one damn answer.
Hey, man. And them years count for a lot, man. But you know what? I'm gonna choose the first one. That oral shit. I'm gonna just choose that. You know what I'm saying?
Why everybody want oral? I don't know. Oral is okay, but I need the penetration. Like I need you to.
Okay. Okay.
Put that thing in my face.
I understand. We penetrating your mouth.
Whatever.
Okay.
I need you to put that thing in my thing so we can do some things. Okay?
Okay.
You said what?
I can go without the
oral.
You
said one. Okay. Well, how about this?
That
let me,
is
let me,
one.
Let me do this right quick. Is it okay if I do this right quick? You know what I'm saying?
Hell no. No.
Oh, come on, man. Okay. Well, how about this?
What's
since,
more
since
important? The ass.
Oh, this gonna be important,
titties.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
This
what's
gonna be
more
important,
the ass or the titties? Answer my question.
Oh.
No, he about to take 20
because,
more.
You know,
years
I would choose. You know what? You know what? I'm gonna choose the ass because a lot of women they ain't got no big breasts, dog.
That's true,
like,
but a lot of women don't got no big asses.
A lot of people, yeah,
small,
you're right too. A lot of them. A lot of them got that sloppy ass, man. Like, Damn, like they don't got no circle. That bitch just flat.
Damn.
Like,
damn. Flat. You know, it's, like, it's like they got a teardrop booty. That's what it is.
But you know what? I can't say I don't know about all the guys online or whatever, but I can't say I never did a sloppy booty. I tell you, that just made me sick to my stomach. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, crazy.
Like all lumpy and stuff. Like the fuck? Like.
It's
no.
Lumpy.
I'm gonna
ask you,
bitch.
Oh hell!
No, like, I'm not dissing nobody, mama, or something. But goddamn, y'all need to go to the gym, something, get that ass
like,
fixed, checked, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Like you want to hear something crazy? Like, I feel like my ass is like dropping. Like, I've been like doing some little booty lunges and all that. So I'm like, hell no. Like, my butt just looks like it's, maybe it's just getting wider, but it just looks like it's just drooping a little bit. I can't.
You want me to help you get it bigger? You want me to help you get it bigger? Huh?
Oh my gosh. Don't be nasty on the radio.
Yes, you, sir.
Hey, you already know, man. It's Tell All Radio, man. For people that don't want to hear what I got to say, you can click the end button right now, you did? Because this is rated R.
Hang that motherfucker up. Do it. Just do it. Don't hang up. For real. Stay online. Anyway, prime time. Would you rather your female be the dominant one in bed, or would you prefer that you take control and spank that ass? Would you rather?
Well, you know what I'm saying? I always would choose me taking control, but you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just got to let the lady take control for once, you know what I'm saying? Because who knows, man? You probably don't give her something in 2 weeks or 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that, you know what I'm saying? And she might just rape your ass, you know what I'm saying?
That's true, because I'm telling you, if we in a relationship and you don't give me no sex, I'm going to rape your ass. Like, there is no, I can't, like, I'm going to rape you. Just know that.
Straight take the dick.
Somebody, just know that I will rape you. Like, it will happen.
You know what? You know, you can't rape the willing. You can't rape the willing, sweetie. I'm sorry.
That's a damn lie.
No, they be
right
saying
there.
Stop. They be like, no, stop. Wait. Get away from me.
See, all of them men that say that, all of them men that say that, man, you need to just
stop. No,
shit.
Don't. It's like, don't stop.
Maybe pineapples. No, I'm not ready. And I just be like, fuck that, lay down.
You can't say no. You know what I'm saying? To be honest with you, you cannot say no to no type of female, especially if you ain't been getting it. Especially if you're a virgin, you don't want to say no. Because that's just telling the female that you doggone small in the pants, bro, like straight up.
Exactly.
All just to say.
I don't think
or
so.
Or you a faggot.
I'm saying, I don't agree with that.
I don't
turn
so.
Plenty of pussy down. You know what I'm saying? It ain't got nothing to do with that, for real.
Of course, if you faithful, you know what I'm saying, and you just predicted the one girl, if you just with one girl, you know what I'm saying? But if you single and you ain't getting no pussy, dog, like, where you going to get it from? I know you ain't gonna go to no guy and get it.
They ain't got it.
You know?
Exactly. I ain't gonna get pussy from them. They don't got no pussy.
Yeah, that shit ain't gonna happen
well,
at all.
Much of Jaden is straight up like that.
I ain't
turning down.
Well, you
pussy.
Guys.
I
well,
right
I mean, well, since some people morality might be different. They might have grew up different and they saving that shit for marriage. It just depends on the person. We talking about average. On the average, if you a virgin or you ain't getting no pussy, somebody throw you some ass, you gonna take it. That's what the man trying to say. Word.
So we talking about virgins or some shit? I mean, that's different.
Exactly.
I mean, a virgin obviously done said no a couple times because pussy's not hard to get. So a virgin obviously got self control. You know what I'm saying? Because there's nobody in this world that is too fucked up to get ass. Like, somebody gonna get that shit up.
I don't know. Even the nerds can get ass.
Somebody
gonna
now
get that
shit. Now, when the nerds
shit,
can get ass, something crazy.
No, have you seen that movie Wrong Turn? Now, they is some ugly motherfuckers.
I don't know who's gonna give them no ass.
They gonna get it. Their money might be right. You know what I'm saying? Somebody gonna give it up.
Hell
shit
nah.
Is not hard to get. Trust me. That shit is.
Hell.
Shit is.
If you a female and you giving up, if you a female or a dude and you giving it up to somebody who looks like they from that movie, The Wrong Turn, just because you got your whack, like stop. That is fucking disgusting. Don't do that.
But you know what? You know what, Jazzy? How much
what?
You got on the line, or that's you know what I'm saying, trying to call in?
I don't know a lot.
Whoa,
what question is
whoa.
That? We're taking a break. We're taking a break because y'all get on my nerves. My back hurts, and I need to do a little masturbation. So.
Wow. Your back hurts. I can knock it straight.
Do it now.
Your back hurts. I can knock it straight myself. I'm fine. I can do it myself.
Thank you. Do it now.
Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to
the hospital for breaking your back now.
But break it out.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get back into the conversation. You are listening to Tell All Radio with your girl, Princess Jazzy, Sexy K, and all my other callers who's calling in and kicking it with me. We'll be right back.
Hey, baby. I know you said you would never share my pussy, I mean, your pussy, with another man. But what about adding more pussy? So I can look in the mirror and watch you fuck me while I fuck her with my fingers. You beating and I'm twisting to get deeper in her snatch, making her arch her back. Hearing you smack my ass and my pussy at the same time. I feel you taking control, pulling your dick out of my pussy. Grabbing hold of her as I release my grip, sticking your tongue in her mouth, biting her lips, watching me stare so seductively, standing up and allowing you to explore her whole body. Now you got me rubbing my clit faster and deeper, unable to control it because her body shakes and trembles and her toes curl closer to mine, and then you drive it in. Hard, and her crying out is like my favorite song, so I cry too. And then, like, panting and sweaty, coming, waiting for round two.
Tell All Radio Live.
If you're sexy and you know it, and you're sexy and you show it, let me see you get your hands in the air. If you're sexy and you know it, and you're sexy and you show it, just wave them like you just don't care.
We don't need no clothes for this. Baby on the floor for this. All up on the pole for this. Dropping down low for this. All up on the side with this. On between the thighs with this. Imagine how she ride with this. Wait till I'm inside with this. Oh, oh, I know it's turning you. Oh, oh, didn't think it'd take us this long, long to have our bodies go crazy to the beat of the song.
Thank you.
like if I'm mad to go, I'ma have you screaming, oh, oh, baby, take this ride.
All right, guys, we're back. Got my girl, Sexy K. What's up, Sexy? I'm good. We're good. She's great. Awesome. What's up? We're back on. We're kicking it really good. Let's kick it. Let's bring in somebody else who wants to conversate. Tell all radio who's this, where you calling from. Their call was dropped. Leno, what you doing? You feeling good? You feeling good? Yeah? No? Kind of. See, y'all know what? Y'all gonna stop putting down the phone and shit. You never know when I'm gonna put your ass on live. When I'm gonna put your ass on live.
No, mine's be on never. Mute and then my phone just go away.
Yeah, whatever.
The screen disappeared, so I gotta put my code key back in again.
Oh, Lord. Excuses. So, yeah, you guys, like I said, we're asking some naughty questions. Some very interesting questions, really. They are very interesting. If you could only have one type of sex for the rest of your life, what would you choose? Oral sex, anal sex, or missionary? I need to know these things. Tell me. I want to know. Maybe I might want to do you. You never know. I need to know what's up. Another question. What's more important to the men, the ass or the titties? You want to suck on the nipples or you want to hit it from the back? What you want? That's what I'm trying to find out. Another question, what is the best time to be sexual with a new partner? What would you say would be the best time to get in them draws when you first meet somebody? I'm thinking, however I'm feeling towards you will determine on when I let you in my pussy. That's just me. Some people want to wait 2 or 3 months. That's cool. Do you?
Yeah.
But for me, I go by how I feel. And if I feel like I can trust you and I want to give you some pussy, damn it, that's what I'm going to do. There is no stopping this pussy.
So what if you make him wet before you give it to him?
What
if he makes you wet one day and you decide, oh, I don't want to give him this, and he done turned around and made you all wet, now you all fucked because you like
that. if you made my pussy wet, then that means I want to give you some pussy. Like, you can't make my pussy wet unless I want to give it to you. And in any case, my pussy is always wet, so
I would have to determine whether or not you made my pussy wet or it's just naturally that way.
Shit ain't wet right now, though.
My shit is always wet. You need to cut it out.
You just, I'm saying you ain't got that in during the commercial break.
Exactly.
You did.
I did, a little bit. I couldn't do too much because, you know, it was only 5 minutes.
Should have took you a private call or something with you.
I know. Next time I'm going to do that. Take me somebody private. We're going to go in the back office and I'm going to give you a little taste. Give you a little taste. That's a good idea.
Oh, you know what?
I use that.
You know what? I forgot something on the show today, man. Where's Sexy K at, man?
I'm here.
What's up with you?
What's up?
Yeah.
What?
Man, I keep forgetting you every show. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I keep forgetting her every show, so I got to do it. I got to do it again. You know? I got to retry that one more time.
That's like the second person that did that. Like, where's Sexy K at?
Hey, bro, she was super quiet, so I didn't thought she was on fire.
Yeah, I know.
Yet.
I'm always quiet. She was
like
trying to be all... No.
You ain't always.
You be trying to learn new stuff to use in the bed.
Yes. I like to listen.
But you know what? See, Jazzy, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know which one near. I don't know who all near a computer right now, but I'm getting some messages about doggone. The link is not being posted on the site. So, you know what I'm saying? You got some people that's near a computer want to tune in, but don't got time to get to a cell phone, so you need to put that link on your page or something like that.
Listen, I can't put it on Facebook. You know why? Because I have too many family members. I'm gonna get a lot of phone calls. People gonna be like, "What the fuck?" You know what I mean? So, nah.
Oh,
okay.
I was wondering
well, you know what?
Why
post it on my page.
Why you didn't put it?
Yeah, I was like, nah. You know what? I'm not even gonna go there. There's too many family, and I have too many Christian people on my page. Like,
oh, wow. Well, you know what? You know what? To be honest, you know what I'm saying? Whether family, friend, whoever may be tuning in right now, this is how I be day in and day out, freaky.
Yeah.
I say whatever the fuck
I mean,
gotta say and be done with
part
it.
Part of the family, Jesse, you talking about? Because you know we
freaky. I'm talking about all them. You know they're just calling my phone like, what is this? Nothing but sex.
What? Yeah, but you know,
like,
we freaks listen, you know we freaks on our family side, so I don't even know
why.
But,
but they freaks on the down low, though. They don't want anybody to know.
You know? Well, you know what I'm saying? I can tell you the truth, you know what I'm saying?
With me, I
don't
hang out. They want to keep it on the low low. Wow.
Well. I blast that motherfucker every day, you know what I'm saying? I even give a copy to my new joint, Sexual, to my grandmother. And she was like, boy, you freaky.
You
like,
know
damn
what?
It. I was like, damn it, you know where I get it from, man. I write that right
that's
next to the wall, you know what I'm saying? So,
that is
you know what I'm saying?
Ignorant.
I got to do it. You know what I'm saying? It's on iTunes. It's on iTunes. Even Christians heard it, you know what I'm saying? They was like, okay.
Lord.
You know what I'm saying? We don't like it. I was like, well, I wasn't putting this word world to please you. You did what I'm saying, but I like your feedback. I love your feedback. Good feedback, bad feedback, it's all feedback at the end of the day. That's all you need right there.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. We got another caller who wants to chime in and see what's good. Let's bring them in.
No parents.
Tell our radio who's this, where you calling from.
How you doing, bro?
Are you naked?
Not yet, but I call to listen to your show because it sounds interesting.
It's very interesting, definitely. So, are you going to get naked right now?
I didn't hear you laugh.
Are you going to get naked right now? I'm naked. We should be naked together.
You naked right now.
I'm just saying. I am.
That's a little hard to believe.
Really? Okay, I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna smack my ass. I promise. I'm gonna smack my ass.
See, I'm naked. Oh, nothing but skin over here.
Sound like jeans to me.
Ball naked, bro.
You need to shut up.
Great. Great.
I
bro,
sound
bro,
like
I'm gonna ask you a serious question. Let me ask you a serious question. By the way, I'm prime time, you know what I'm saying? Let me ask you a serious question.
Go ahead, my man.
Okay, if Princess Jazzy was to give you the sex, give you her just one night, what would you do to her? Would you do it oral, anal? What else? Like 6-9.
Then
what else? What's the rest of the multi choice?
Okay, that wasn't the question. You know
wait,
what?
You know what? I'm gonna switch this up.
No. Let me ask you this question.
You know what I'm saying?
Be quiet.
Oh, shit.
If you could only have one type of sex with me for the rest of your life, what would you choose? Would you choose oral
but
sex?
But you know what? We know we're gonna put
Francis
in the middle.
Shut
of
the hell up. Damn, I can't.
I can't
even be sexy because you making the black come out. Okay, can I just be sexy? Can you just damn.
Yo, be black. Don't be white, girl. Be black. Don't be white. Be
anyway,
mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yes,
what's your name? I'm sorry.
My name's Rel.
We have Rel.
Yes.
Rel, okay, I like that name. Hey, Rel.
How you doing, beautiful?
I'm doing great. My question is, if you could only have one type of sex for the rest of your life,
mm-hmm.
what would you choose? Oral sex, anal sex, or the missionary?
Missionary.
Why would you choose missionary?
Why would I choose missionary? Because I like oral, but look, I'm not going to always catch me a nut oral. Okay. And I'm too big to be doing anal with girls, so far I found out.
Like the dick is too big? That's
yes.
Is?
Yes, look.
Oh, how big is it?
Honestly, I'm 9 inches long and 3 inches around.
Okay. So you want the missionary position?
Huh?
I said, so you want the missionary position?
Yes, love. Can you hold on 1 sec? I got one call coming in, but I want to get right back to y'all.
Okay. I will hold for you.
Thank you, love.
So while we're holding, for real, I've never had a caller put me on hold before. That's kind of funny. Pretty interesting, I guess, you know. So who's on the line right now? I know Sexy K is on the line. Who else is on the line? Nobody? You're not going to say nothing? I know you hear me talking to you.
Chop. I'm sorry about that, love.
Yeah, man.
You're fine.
Okay.
Anyway, Rail, since don't nobody else want to talk to me.
Mhm.
What's more important to you on a woman, the ass or the titties?
Oh, breast man, I love the titties.
See, okay, Rail, I like you.
Okay, look, I'm gonna tell you the truth. Ain't nothing better than after having sex. It's good for me to lay on the titties and just to suck on them and take my ass to sleep.
See what I'm saying? Well, I like, let's get together. Yeah.
Look, I'm a friend on your tag page. You should look me up.
Oh, you're from tag. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to check you out then.
Okay, shoot. But it says Charleston, but your boy ain't from Charleston. I'm going to let you know that off the dick. I ain't from Charleston.
You don't sound
man.
Like you from Charleston.
Nah, I'm from Brooklyn.
You sound like it, too.
But,
oh, Lord. The Brooklyn men. I'm infatuated. I have a thing. That's like, for real, like, I'm really, like, that's a fetish for me. A man from up north turns me on.
got me out here laughing.
Why are you laughing?
Because I'm you got me curious. I like your voice. I ain't gonna lie.
You do?
Yes, I do.
What does it make you feel like? It makes you want to touch something?
I would love to touch something.
What you want to touch?
Look, I would love first to just start off rubbing my hands up and down your body.
Mm.
And let them wander, first off.
Okay.
And then, you know, let them massage those muscles of yours, get that body nice and soft and tender.
And relax.
Yep.
I feel like I'm watching it fucking. I feel like this is an HBO special or something. For
real. Hey, we all adults here, right?
Oh, yeah, it's
exactly.
Time ago. I'm laughing, man. This shit cool.
I like to be touched, though. I like, you know, for a man to like grab my ass and just rub on it.
How tall are you?
Especially my titties. I'm 5'1".
Oh, you 5'1"? Ooh, I'm taller than you? Ooh, that'd be so much fun.
I'm fun size. That's what they call me. Pick me up.
What the hell is this?
Throw me around.
Sounds like so much fun. What the hell is this pizza
at,
though?
Huh?
I said, where my food at? I ordered me some pizza.
Oh, Lord, now you talk about, you know what? You are the craziest caller I've ever had. You put me on hold. Now you talk about pizza.
Hey, I keep it truthful.
Are you hungry? Do you want me to feed you something?
What you got?
I will feed
you. What's on the menu?
I have some strawberries and cream.
You got any chocolate?
I can add some chocolate on there now. Got you.
Can't have the strawberries and the whipped cream without the chocolate.
I got you. I'm going to get the chocolate.
Okay.
Wherever you want it, I'm going to put it. And then I want you to eat it all.
Hey, all you got to do is let me know when and where.
I got you. I'm going to let you know. Don't be scared either.
I ain't never scared.
You ain't never scared.
Mm-hmm. Never scared.
Bro, I'm going to stop picking with you.
Why? Because I ain't met a challenge I can back down from yet.
Oh, really? Trust me, I'm a challenge. I'm going to make you work for it. You ready?
That's more fun then. I love the chase.
I definitely make you work for it.
Good. Because if it's too easy to get, I don't want it.
Oh, you going to want it, whether it's easy or not. And just because I choose, and I want to throw this out there, you guys, just because a woman chooses to give a man some pussy doesn't make her easy. It just makes her a woman who knows what she wants.
That is the straight up truth. A lot of people should realize that more often. Like, just because a woman, I mean, it's a difference between being a woman and being a loose woman and sleeping around.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to do it with everybody, like, but there are certain people I'm like, damn, I just want to give him some damn pussy. Like, can I just give you some pussy? Like,
okay,
I just
men
feel like that sometimes. Yeah, like, sometimes
do.
I just, you know, I see that little face, I'm attracted to the physical, and then the mental on top of that is attractive. So I'm just like, I just want to fuck you.
I don't see no problem with that.
Exactly.
Okay, honestly, if more people realize game recognized game, if you pick the right game, and if you pull up, if she pull you or you pull her, and y'all both get what you want at the end of the night, then what's the problem?
That's true. I never get what I want, though.
Then you ain't messing with the right motherfuckers.
I never get that full explosion coming everywhere. Like, I want to have that orgasm that makes me, like, twitch.
Then you ain't, like I said, you ain't messing with the right kind of dude, because I ain't never had no complaints. And I leave him shaking.
That's what they all say, Rel. I don't know. Okay.
That's what they all say.
That's what they all say.
Well, you know what they say, though.
I'm going to have to try you out then. Exactly. I'm going to see what's up. I'm going to let you guys know. I'm going to report back. Let you guys know if Rel can put it down.
And when you took Kobe, let them know, like, yo, I got to go back and get some more of that.
Trust me, once you get some of my punani, I like that word. You like the way that sounds? You know?
Yeah.
You say
when
it just
I
right.
You
it rolls
my
right off
punani,
the tongue.
Trust me, you'll want more.
Uh-oh.
After the first time. You'll want it a second time, and a third time, and a fourth time, and then you'll just be addicted, and you'll want it all the time. But I can't give it to you all the time, because it wouldn't be as much fun.
I ain't met a female yet that can do that to me. I'm looking for that one.
I would break you, Rel.
Heard that many times.
I would make you say my name.
I heard that many times, and ain't none of them back it up yet.
Trust me, I'm not them. I got you. Well, Rel, you got me so hot and horny. Guess I'm gonna have to masturbate on break.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. See, I was supposed to. I would come put my hands on you.
Okay. You will put your hands on me.
Mm-hmm. Only way if you wanted me to.
Mm-mm. Rel said he's going to put his hands in my punani. I'm excited. I'm trying to feel what that feel like.
Like heaven.
So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get back into conversation. And then it's going to be time to go. And I know y'all going to miss me, but we got to get the fuck out of here. Like, I can't hold y'all all night. You know what I mean? Because I got shit to do. So, I guess I'm going to take a quick break, get into some music. Do not hang up, because I have some great music for you guys tonight. Trust me, it's going to get you hot and horny and ready. And you're going to be all... you know. But we're going to jump into some music. And we're going to be right back. Tell All Radio. Let's go.
Tell All Radio
Tell
Live.
All
Radio
Tell
Live.
All.
Marcus Cooper is another bedroom banger. Oh, whoa. Long time. And not for nothing, girl, I'm with it. The problem is I'm still.
excellent. But take a second if you would, let me exit and turn you around so I can listen to the sound of your voice against the wall, bouncing back to me, and it's all refreshing. Then on to the next thing, got a book of ideas in my head for this better vibe. And when it's all over, girl, I'll be a soldier, standing at attention for you. Girl, I wanna flip it and bounce it, turn you around and hit it from the back, just to see how you react. I want it fast and slow, change the way you moan, but you'll be on a missionary. You don't ever wanna let me change positions, change positions. You just wanna see me from the front, I know that's what you want. So can we change positions? Now I know you ain't used to all this. You a work of beauty, I'm the artist. I wanna hold you, mold your body right. Wait until the night, cause girl, I wanna flip and bounce it. Turn you around and hit it from the back. Just to see how you react. I want it fast and slow. Change the way you moan. But you'll be on that missionary. You don't ever wanna let me change position.
Radio Live.
Thank you.
All you ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. All you ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. Just do it, do it, do it, do it, do it now. Lick it good.
like you should. Right now, lick it good. Suck this pussy just like you should. My neck, my back, lick my pussy and my crack. It all till I shake and come, nigga. Make sure I keep busting nuts, nigga. All over your face and stuff. Slow head, show me so much love. The best head comes from a thug. The dick good, dick big and long. Slow proper to the crack of dawn. On the head, make it faces and stuff. Through the night, make it so much love. Dead sleep when the sun comes up. Bitch like me moans and screams. Thug bitches know what I mean. And the club, fresh so clean. A whole gang of niggas watching me. So high in the line on green. With a unit on my face so mean. I got the pit, what nigga I need. The fucking thug nigga satisfy me. You try me, I make you see. Your bitches ain't got shit on me. So lick it now, lick it good. Lick this pussy just like you should. Right now.
Lips I never seen. If I wanted to eat you, I could eat you, cause your pussy clean. I thought it was all how that pussy sat up in them jeans. But now I got you naked, I can see how that pussy hang. I better snap out this shit, or I'ma do the wrong thing. I wanna fuck you raw, that pussy like it's everything. Now all I wanna know, that pussy get real wet. You got a soaker, I got to run my tongue across your chest. Or I can rub on your click and just play with your neck. And let me slide my fingers in that pussy just to check. It ain't about who's spending the most money, it's about who fucked the best. I'm a habitual freak, baby, when it comes to sex. Nice pink pussy, same color as cotton candy. And pussy smell like water, ain't no smell in it. A clean motherfucker, she runs in the shower when we finish. And the mama got a snapper, pussy be biting while I'm biting. A tight pussy, seem like she ain't been fucked in a minute. I like to look at it while we fucking, I can see them lips dripping. Seem like that pussy get wetter when them toes to the ceiling. And while she steady moaning, shit, I'm steady digging, digging. Fuck I ever long as I can see that pussy from that position. And pussy so good, wish I was able to take this pussy with me. Just let me lay my head on this pussy for a minute. You got the prettiest and the best pussy I done got, period. Ever had a bitch though, when she take that shit off though, and get naked, huh? Pussy just flawless though. Told my pussy just sit up like a mango though. Pussy get super wet though. Pretty lips on the pussy nigga than ever seen, huh? I'm fucked up, homie. I seen this here, huh? This over here fucks me up though. For real though, I had to write this one, man. Miss Pretty Pussy, I fucks with you though.
Radio Live.
Baby, love you, no doubt. And I wanna put it in your mouth. I love you when you lose yourself. Freaky girl, me say, I will never let you down. Girl, you want me love for life. Girl, white, your body right. Girl, your pussy so tight. I feel your life, so you do what you like. Your skin clean, she won't fall down a scotch right. I want to them, girl, now you are my choice. Two balls there, I saw you jungle them twice. Plus, when you see me cocky, you see chicken and rice. Me face white, but me cocky blacker than spice. Baby, me like when you drop to the crush height. Oh, my love. Put in on your mouth, it'll grow, my love. Baby, I feel your deep throat, I love. 24/7, give you no time off. Hey, girl, now where you want, let me know, my love. Me, we give you money, so me know, my love. Your good pussy, now have no virus. And me giving you the slow wine, fuck. My love is when you lose yourself. Freaky girl, me say, I will never let you down. Girl, you want me love for life. Freaky, freaky, freaky girl. Love you, love you, love you, girl. Freaky, freaky, freaky girl. Me love you, love you, love you, girl. Freaky, freaky, freaky girl. Love you, love you, love you, girl. Freaky, freaky, freaky girl. Me love you, love you, love you, girl. Me nah call you so good girl. You a smiley picnic and you is a good girl. Never, never, never feel like a criminal. Pretty, pretty, pretty lips, come you know me girl. Me love every go, go, ask for the royal. Shades of me place at the sun no normal. Love pussy bad but me never canal. Hear me a say girl, you bad little girl.
Love you when you lose yourself.
Freaky girl me say, I will never let you down. Girl, you want me love for life. Freaky, 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 girl. Love you, love you, love you, girl. Freaky, 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 girl. Me love you, love you, love you, girl. Freaky, 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 girl. Love you, love you, love you, girl. Freaky, freaky, freaky girl. Me love you, love you, love you, girl. Me nah call you so good, girl. You a smiley picnic and you is a good girl. Never, never, never feel like a criminal. Pretty, pretty, pretty lips, come you know me, girl. Me love every go, go, ask for the royal. Shades of me place at the sun, no normal. Love pussy bad, but me never canal. Hear me, I say, girl, you're bad, little girl.
You're gonna lose yourself.
Freaky
never let you down. Girl, you want me love for life. Freaky, 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 girl. Love you, love you, love you, girl. Freaky, freaky, freaky.
Tell All Radio Live. Radio Live.
Yo, yo, yo. What's poppin'? What's up? What's good? Your girl is back. Your girl is back. And you are now tuned in to Tell All Radio. Got my girl, Miss Sexy K. What's up, Sexy?
Yeah, yeah, just here.
Just here. Feeling good music. You like the music? Good music. Sexy music.
Yeah.
Horny. Make your pussy wet. Make your dick hard. I like that kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
Get you ready. Well, tonight was a great night. Great conversation. Great intense conversation. I like it, you know. It is what it is. Definitely interested in getting more callers. So if you want to call in and kick it with me, and you know, you want to talk about one of the questions that we were talking about, definitely hit us up. The number is 646-478-3599. Hit that one, and you know, you can talk to me. Get to know me. Say hey. Say what's up. Feel on my butt. What you want to do? That's what I'm here for. Like I said, I'm going to throw, you know, a couple of the questions out there just in case you're just now tuning in. One of the questions was, what's more important, the ass or the titties on a woman? Me personally, I think the boobs are, I like the boobs more. If there were only women on this earth, you know, I would definitely go towards a woman with big breasts rather than a woman with a big ass. Because if you got a big ass, that's a lot of shit you got clean.
I'm just like, I'm just like,
trust me, I know I have a big ass, so I have to make sure my stuff is extra fresh and clean. I don't need all that in my life. I don't need two big asses. That's a bit too much. I'm definitely a breast woman. The question we threw out there was, if you could only have one type of sex for the rest of your life, what would you choose? Oral sex, anal sex, or a missionary person? I still haven't figured out which one. I'm stuck between oral and missionary.
Mm-hmm.
Oral is okay. Missionary, I don't get a nut, so it's kind of like either or. Either one is fine with me, whatever. But I do like to be, you know, I like to feel the dick, like penetrating my vagina, my punani. So that's, I would probably go with missionary if I had to choose one for the rest of my life. Missionary would probably be the one. Another question is, do you like it when the woman or man is more dominant in the bed, or would you prefer to be the dominant one? It depends on the situation. Like I said, I'm the type of woman, I want to see how much I can make you beg or want me. Like, I want to make you will. I want to make you be like, damn, this girl right here, that's what I'm trying to get. I'm trying to get that out of this situation. So I would definitely want to be the dominant one. But then again, there are some times where I want you to take control. Smack my ass, pull my hair, make me say your name. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Bite my nipple, but don't try to draw blood. Bite
it. Okay.
Nibble on it. Don't be trying to kill me and shit. Like, that's too much.
I'm gonna bring in some callers. Tell All Radio, Lamar, what's poppin'? You good? You chillin'? Yes? No?
Yo.
You got us on hold. Lamar, what you doing? Are you masturbating without me?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you masturbating without me, Lamar? That's
what I wish. Lamar?
That's messed up. I thought we was cool. I thought it was better than that.
I mean, we are, yo.
I thought we were supposed to masturbate together. Like, I'm supposed to be on. You can't just do it by yourself.
I'm still waiting on you, yo.
Are you waiting on me? I'm waiting on you.
Then why are we waiting?
Where are you going? I don't know. That's a good question. You're the man. You're supposed to take control of the situation.
I got the baby all, the slip train on the left, the candle light that's waiting on you, yo.
Oh, really? Okay. You got some strawberries? Whipped cream?
Yeah.
I could really grab the chocolate. Maybe some caramel or something. You could drizzle
but see,
that on
no. I don't really deal with the strawberry like that. I like the peaches a little better.
The what?
The peaches.
Oh, peaches. I want some strawberries. I mean, yeah. I love peaches. I love all types of fruit, but strawberries, I really like.
Yeah, but see, the peaches is a little more juicier than the strawberries, so you know.
Actually, well, where would you put the peaches?
Well, first of all, I start off with the lips, and then I move on down to the chest. Then I do both of the nipples, all around the titties. And my favorite thing is the stomach. I love the stomach. And then around your thighs, the last case I'm gonna be at is your clit. I want to sit it for a minute, so that's the last piece on my head.
So you just gonna drizzle it on there, or you gonna put something on there and then suck it off?
Nah, I'm just gonna make it nice and juicy.
That's what I'm talking about. You should just put some like that mixed fruit. Just put it on there and eat it off.
Yeah, that'll work too. I had some watermelon, strawberry, kiwi, peaches.
I never use like fruit though. Like when, you know, being intimate with someone, I've never had the whole food thing.
Oh, you didn't?
Done. No.
You missing out though.
I've had ice. That shit is
I had that. You need an ice cream. Add some flavor to it.
My pussy is flavorful. You don't need
nothing.
I feel you. It's already nice and tasty. You don't need nothing else. Trust me. Anything else will be overkill. Might be too sweet. Might not be able to handle it.
I never had nothing that I can't handle before, so I doubt it.
But you know, a lot of men say that until they get that one person that they
can't handle. I'm not saying that it can't happen because, I mean, I don't think it happened before, but you never know until it happens.
That's true. It's very rare that it would happen. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, there are some dominant females out there who can't do it, so I ain't putting it past them.
Yeah. I'm definitely learning more and more how to make a man want me without even touching him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm trying to perfect it.
I mean, all it takes
my,
is practice.
My game up. Huh?
And the more practice you do, it'll come.
Yeah. I'm definitely good on the seducing part. I can seduce you out of your underwear.
Damn, that is so nice.
It is. I will make you take it off.
I mean, a female like that is very rare to come about because there's some lazy, lazy behind females around here.
Right, there is. I could, you know what? I don't see how they're lazy because whenever I'm being intimate, I want to make sure that this man is like, damn, after I'm done. I don't want him to be like, yo, that was whack. No, I want him to be like, that was the best. I've had that a few times where dude was like, yo, that was the best sex ever.
Man, that's crazy.
I make it happen.
But see, most females look for a man to please them and take care of them sexually, mentally, all that. But there's a little bit of females who want to take care of men.
I'm definitely a pleaser. I like to please.
Keep that up, yeah. Do not change.
I don't think I could ever change. I think that's kind of like something that is instilled in my mind, and that's never going to go away. I'm always going to be the woman who is trying to please her man in a sexual way or please him mentally, emotionally. Like, I want him to be like, yo, you were the best girl ever. Like, if it doesn't work out, I want him to be like, you know, it wasn't you, it was me, really.
Word, I feel you on that. Yeah, I mean,
when they say that, then I did my job right.
But there's always one stupid nigga to always mess it up. Like, he'll take that and take it to his advantage and use you, and then before you know it, you don't want to do it no more. So when the next dude come around, you be like, oh, if I do it to him, then he gonna do the same thing. So I'm almost gonna stop completely.
That's true. But, you know, that's why you can't take certain situations and use them for new situations. Everything is different. Everything is not the same. You won't always get the same guy or the same girl. But, yeah, you know, that's another conversation. But, Lamar, I enjoyed talking to you. Definitely.
Oh, always, yo, always. I'm always tuning in, listening every Wednesday.
You better be, or I'm gonna come find you. I'm gonna spank
your
life.
Oh, I might need to call in next Wednesday.
Oh no, you better call in. All right, you guys, it's about that time. It's time to go. It's time to get the freak out of here. I got other shit to do that needs to be done. Before I lay it down and go to sleep and call it a night. Definitely tune in next week. Tell All Radio every Wednesday from 9 until 11 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm your girl, your boo, your baby, Princess Jazzy. I got my girl, Miss XBK.
Good night.
And we will see y'all next week. Same time, same place. Be there or be square. Not on radio.
You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio.
You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio.
What's up, world?
this is your girl, Princess Jazzy, and you have now tuned in to Tell All Radio, where we talk sex, love, relationships, and everything in between. So, just tune in, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Every Wednesday night, Tell All Radio. You have now tuned in. You have now tuned in.
Tell All Radio.